Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Wackenfuss to Brookins and they have Bumbrey trapped. The throw over to Cabell, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Dower applying the tag. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbry takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Howard Bailey now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bailey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Young now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki now playing third base. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Dempsey goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ripken. Cabell moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabell scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.